So, okay, I'm just conscious of time.
Do we need to worry about time? I'm just kidding.
I want to get back to something that you said earlier. You were talking about, the vast majority of the problem is being caused by the West, and a lot of where the impact is felt is in the two-thirds of the world that's developing.
For sure.
And you said something to me a while back about getting this back to cotton, about the really high incidence of suicide in third world cotton farmers.
I worked with a small organization. They were MBA students with Pearson College, and they were setting up a little initiative. The website's still up, so I'm pretty sure it's still going. The new intern just takes over the new class. So year by year, it's their little entrepreneurial business called Once Upon a Doug, Doug. And the DOG is DOG Indian cloud, So they were talking about how clouds have got silver linings, but all the little cotton balls look like these little clouds. So they go around and
Okay.
they sweep up some of the little clouds, the little cotton balls, and they make them into these really beautiful, actually looks like a Salesforce cloud. I was thinking of we were going to do some stuff when I was at Salesforce because these little, it's like a little cotton tartan cloud, and you pin it on your thing, on your jacket, and it's like I'm here to support the cotton farmers. They were doing it for an economical reason to start with, that they wanted to give money to the cotton farmers for a lot of the cotton that is wasted because loads of it ends up on the floor and gets thrown away.
Right.
And it has inherent value, so it's another way of helping them make a lot more money. But the other thing that I had no idea about as I started working with these guys, that cotton farming in India is really, really tough. Now, obviously, like, no shit, it's incredibly tough. Like, we don't even know what work is like, compared to some of the farmers and the work that they've got to do. You have this interesting demographic, first of all, that the vast majority of the farmers are female. So there is another conversation that is a separate thing around how one of the quickest ways to solve some of the world's biggest problems, like global warming, is to educate teenage girls. When they've had 12 years worth of education, they make more responsible decisions. They have five less kids. They then go, they look after the land better, regenerative agriculture, they rotate crops. They look at kind of flipping between different things, whereas guys don't do that. It's a generalization, but generally they don't. Guys strip the land of whatever they can. They use it as much, and then they go and knock down some more trees and do it all over again. And it's incredibly destructive cycles. You want to solve global warming, look after teenage girls and educate them in West African countries.
It
But
sounds like you're saying that the male minds are more finite and female minds are more infinite.
absolutely. If you actually want to see the story behind that, Catherine Wilkinson, who works for Project Drawdown, which is where a lot of this work came from, Catherine Wilkinson did a 20-minute TED talk about exactly that. So go and watch it. It's like 18 minutes of pure joy. But what also happens is that when you look at the cotton farmers, they're taking incredibly high interest loans to buy cotton seeds. They need all the, fertilizers and pesticides and stuff to go with that. So a failed crop season for them could mean like huge financial doom. Most of the farms are only irrigated by rainwater, so a monsoon could be the difference between life and death. So all of the extreme weather events that you would have, a lot of them as a result of global warming, with droughts or floods or wildfires, which are all interconnected, caused these huge problems, not just economically, but personally and professionally for the cotton farmers as well. So what they're seeing is that some of the highest suicide rates in the world in industry are coming from cotton farmers. One of the numbers that I saw was over, and I can't remember how many years it was. I think it was about 10 years, but 300,000 farmers committed suicide in India due to financial hardships, leaving behind children and wives and stuff to deal with all of that. And it's a side of the cotton industry that you don't look at. Now, we know about slave labor. We know about, do we need to buy more stuff than we don't need? Is it organic? Have they got a fair trade for their thing? And